Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Michelle Novak. Michelle, you are the founder of Cardinals Byte. You are a cyber engineer. You are the kind of people, it's good to have someone like you in their corner because you help very, very bad things, prevent bad things from happening. But your website is cardinalsbytes.com, which we have all linked up to our friend that's listening to the show right now. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so looking forward to having our conversation today and sharing.
Well, you sound like you're in a great mood. And I think that that's because you're kind of on vacation right now as we're recording this. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing for fun lately.
Oh, listen, so I'm down in North Carolina hanging out with my grandson, who's 3 years old, jumping on trampolines, going swimming, doing all the fun stuff, you know, that a grandma does. It's amazing when you live vicariously through them. That's what I do for fun.
Yeah, it sounds divine. And so, again, you're surrounded by trees, mountains, hills. It's absolutely gorgeous there. You know, those of us who down in Florida love to get out and get up into some of those elevations. So, well, very cool. Well, Michelle, share with us a little bit about your work. What is Cardinals Byte?
So Cardinals Byte is an AI-agentic risk and compliance management company for small businesses. We predominantly focus on 1 to 50 employees. It's for CPAs, accountants, tax professionals, and anybody who really has to get compliant with the FTC and the IRS around cybersecurity. But the business itself is my love of my life. I've had, you know, Josh, listen, I've worked over 30 years in the financial sector for large corporations like Bank of America and Capital One. And, you know, auditing is in my blood. So we basically go in and we audit and we get you complied, right, with those regulations. You know, but my biggest mission has always been teaching, right? Believe it or not, I do a lot of teaching, a lot of mentoring. I teach on CPA Academy for those that need to get their CEU credits, but I also teach my clients, right? I give them a lot of free resources because some of my clients and most of my clients, Josh, let's face it, a lot of small businesses don't have the resources. They don't have the IT departments. They don't have the infrastructure to get mandated and meet those mandates. It's very hard today in my world anyway, and what I see out there. So I make it my mission, one client at a time. I tell everybody, one client at a time, no jargon, let's talk.
All right. So Michelle, this is what what people love to listen to podcast episodes like this about. You know, we're recording this, we're kind of in the middle of 2026. What are the biggest headlines in your world as it relates to business owners and leaders who don't want to find themselves in cyber trouble? Obviously AI has the opportunity to empower folks that, you know, might not have some great motivations to just doing bad stuff. And so we have to stay ahead of the bad guys. So Michelle, school us. What should we be concerned about? What should we be doing this year?
Yeah, so a couple of the biggest focus is AI, right? The human in the loop element, we're seeing a lot of deep fakes. So that's really kind of the run of the mill right now. We're seeing a lot of what we call BEC attacks, where they're doing email compromise. Those are kind of the largest. Phishing will always be out there. But the voiceovers, you know, all of that stuff that actually matters, where people can actually clone your voice today, clone your video just like this, and pretend like they're on a Zoom call with you and you don't even know, and you're transferring 25 million, right? And it's happened. We're seeing those things. Breaches will always be an impact. We're seeing a lot of geopolitical stuff going on right now around the world, right? With the hackers and stuff. I know Stryker was just hit not too long ago. There are a lot of things that I see daily. I mean, I'm constantly ingesting that information. We like to teach people how to be resilient, right? Giving them simple 3-2-1 steps that they can take, things to protect themselves. I think that's very important. Education, 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 right? I do a lot of web classes that are free to teach you. Once a week I'm on the web, whatever, LinkedIn, YouTube. It's kind of simultaneously broadcasted to teach everybody. But, it's important to understand where we're at in this world today, right, Josh? It's critical. The news. I was just quoted in one of the cybersecurity journalist magazines, and we were talking about AI and the effects, right? And when you take a look at AI and the effects that it's going to have astronomically around the world, not only from a cybersecurity perspective, but a business perspective, right? I'll tell you that it's great to have, but you need somebody monitoring it. The pressure is, everybody wants to use it. Everybody wants to enable these tools, but they don't understand exactly how it works. Even developers with 20 years experience are still struggling to understand how to manage it, right? And especially in our world in cybersecurity, we know that the hackers are ahead of it, throwing bots and hacking. So that's the reality of the world that we live in today.
Michelle, I'm sure you come across some standard best practices that maybe you could offer to a room of business leaders. What are some things that you'd recommend? Maybe it has to do with just how we manage access to sensitive systems, passwords, that sort of thing. What are maybe like two or three things that you'd say, listen, best practice, listen up. If you get this, don't ever do that. Like, what advice would you give us on maybe some tactical things that we could do?
Yeah, so let's talk about some best practices, right? Everybody has tools within what they use, like Office 365 or Google. You can turn on simple things to protect your phishing in your emails. I would tell everybody, look it up, go to ChatGPT and say, how do I turn these on? And they're free tools. They'll help you protect and add an added layer to your emails because most hacks come from emails, right? We know that phishing, right? And then there's the 3-2-1. Anytime you're sending money, I tell everybody, data resiliency, you need to protect your money. If you're transferring money, doing wire transfers, because wire fraud is big and fraud alone is big, you need to verify who you're sending that money to. Don't trust the email, don't trust the instructions. Call them, speak to them. They're even spoofing, right? So make sure that you're va validating money transfers. I don't care how small or how large your organization is. I had a client not too long ago. They were able to compromise her email and she sent an invoice to another client. Client paid it $40,000 to the hacker. She's out that money. And again, understand what it is that you're up against. Geographic deactivation protocol, protecting your firms from your own distributed workforce by auditing endpoint vulnerabilities. I'll tell everybody that. Make sure that you have blocks on foreign addresses and that you have a monitoring system in place, right? Those are critical. And then you talk about the AI agentic, the human in the loop. I teach this, human in the loop, right?
Yeah,
That's most.
before, yeah, you're talking specifically if you're running experiments with agentic AI. Yeah, I think by now, if you've been, you follow AI news, you've probably heard some horror stories. What can go wrong there, Michelle?
Well,
You begin with a laugh. Love it. Oh boy.
listen, I've seen a lot of creative things with the without the human in the loop, right? And I think we just hit one of them. One of the biggest things that we just saw that came out last year, right? It was payroll. Someone pretended to join a Zoom meeting. It was all deep faked people, right? There were nobody real. It was all AI personas that look like the real people because, again, they can clone your image. They were all on this call, and this guy got the approval, supposedly from the CEO that was on this call, to transfer 25 million in payroll. And he did it. He did it willingly. Okay. So, there are different things when you're looking at human and the element, and I teach this AI, if you want to watch the mouth, you want to watch the eyes, you want to listen to the tone because it's flat, right? The eyes, if you tell somebody, turn to the left, can you look over there? Or pretend like it threw something because it'll glitch. You want to watch because, again, it's happening. We know that. This is not something new, it's just more advanced now. You have things like 11 Labs and all these
Oh,
great
yeah.
used for good, but unfortunately, the bad people use them for bad. And
Oh.
they've figured that out. So, again, human and the element. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to call them on the phone. Use external channels, Slack channels, things like that, to communicate. And again, verify when it comes to money. I will say this, and I teach all my clients, I don't care. You pick up that phone and say, "Hey, I just sent you the invoice. Did you get it?" And verify with me what the account number you have. Verify. Because again, BEC is real. It's happening over and over. Ransomware will always be around. I mean, it's unfortunate. You're not going to get away with that. But I think cryptographic changes are coming over the next 3 to 6, 3 years, I would say. That's really going to change that. That's really going to help prevent how those keys are viewed and everything, and really will probably eliminate some of this ransomware stuff that we see today. And you have to forget, you've got quantum computing coming, right? It's already
Oh
being,
my gosh, I can't
so
even imagine.
we've already got the COBM that came out this past year. Everybody's, larger enterprises will have to really take a deep look at the cost that it's gonna cost them to transition these legacy systems to get compliant. And that's gonna be critical. So we have a lot of things going on out there, but those were my
Yeah,
three
we
points. I
do.
hope I answered your question.
Oh, yeah, and then some, Michelle. How do you work with people, and what are the services? What does it look like when folks are engaging with you?
Yeah, so my services again are to understand their cybersecurity posture. I help them build a baseline compliance platform. So I go in there and I identify where they're at. I ask them a lot of deep questions about how their business is run, what they currently do, what they don't do. I do kind of an assessment, a gap analysis with them, but I really get to know them. What's their pain point? Because that's really what matters. At the end of the day, nobody cares about anything. They want you to solve a problem for them, right? We help small businesses understand how to comply with those rules and regulations. That's what I do day in and day out. And I teach them what they can do, right? So they can set themselves up for success. It's very critical that they understand what they're up against. And, I get a lot of ahas. There are a lot of things that are out there that, unfortunately, again, most of my clients are not aware of. And even if they have internal teams, they think somebody else is taking care of it.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
what it, yeah, one of the pitfalls I see all the time is, they've hired that external MSP or that external vendor thinking they're monitoring their systems and they're going to catch everything. It doesn't work that way, right? And they don't know any better. And they're paying for these services, but they don't get them compliant. They're not giving them the documentation, the audit trails, and everything else that they need. That if an auditor walks in, whether it's the IRS, FTC, the state, whatever it is, that they need to prove that they're compliant and they're no longer just having it on paper. They're governing it, right? That's the critical. And that's what I teach them. It's not about having MFA anymore. It's about, have you tested? Is everybody on your team have it? Have you, implemented training on it? So there are a lot of elements that we do. And again, I've always, my mission, teach one client at a time. That's it.
Yeah, I
And
mean,
then
it's tough. If you've got, even if you just have a few dozen folks on the team, contractors and so forth, you might be, wildly attentive to best practice for security, but that doesn't mean that everybody on the team is. And I've heard that's usually your biggest vulnerability is your people and kind of the decisions that they make. And so well, Michelle, your website, which we have all linked up, is cardinalsbytes.com. So a friend can kind of click and see what you have to offer here. And you do a risk assessment review. What do you do on that call?
So there's two parts when you're going into a client. There's two parts of that. By law, you have to ask a series of questions that align with all types of frameworks. I use NIST. Right? That's the standard framework that we use to test a client to see where they stand. There's about 90 questions that we ask them, right? To identify their element and their gaps within their policies, their procedures, and how they handle things within their element. The second part of that is we go in and we do an actual testing of their systems and their ecosystem. All of their systems are tested. We run some beautiful programs that kind of give us a divulge of everything. If there's vulnerabilities there, if there's possible, what we call IOCs, I'll keep it very simple, incident compromises. And then we take a roadmap of that. So that's the first element. Once we understand how they handle things and what their systems look like, their ecosystem, then we put that all together in a nice, beautiful report for them called an executive summary. And we start outlining all the things that we need to remediate. We build off of that over the next 1 to 5 years, obviously hitting the priorities of critical, right? If there are things there that, I've found plenty of things, right? I've found breaches. We deal with a lot. Right, Josh, it's not just a one and go. You never know when you're going in and you're testing a company's system what you're going to find. Right, if it's just configuration problems, we fix those. If it's something that looks like something was breached or exfiltrated, then we get our forensic partners involved. If it they have cyber insurance, they have to go to cyber insurance, report it as a duty to report, and then they take over. So, those things have to be looked at, and then you follow the protocol. So we walk them through that. But the next step after that is I create their WISP, which is their written incident security plan, which they're all required to have now, right? And then we work with them on creating their IRP plan or incident response. So if they do have a breach, what are the steps they take? Who do they notify? How do they eradicate? How do they get back up running? All of their MTTR time, all of that good stuff, right? So that's kind of what we do. Again, we're compliant. We provide them with all the documentation to support this, the audit logs, their trails, everything. So I know it's a lot, but we do everything.
It's just
We're
like,
not
I'm
just the
thinking,
IT guys setting up your router. We don't do. We
this
look
is
at your
the
router to see if it's configured
It's just like, I'm thinking, just, regard, it's like terror attacks. They only have to be right once. And it can potentially put a company out of business. Everything
right.
you've worked for, your whole life, or everything you've put into it, you can end up with some really, really messy problems that could put all that in jeopardy. It's an ounce of prevention. Michelle Novak, again, your website, CardinalsBytes.com. We've got that all linked up in the show notes for this episode. It's been a great conversation, Michelle. Thank you so much for being one of the good guys. All right, now let's both look left and right. Yeah, okay, all right, we're not AI. Thank you, Michelle, for this great conversation.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.